Thanks for listening to the Suzy Larson Life podcast, available thanks to support from listeners like you. Welcome to Suzy Larson Live. Always, always so honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, if you listen often enough, you know every month we have our good friend Dr. Troy Sproul on the show to talk about health and the healing process. Our text line is open if you want to get those questions coming in. In fact, we've already got a couple overachievers. They knew today was the day, and they've texted in their question. They texted in yesterday, I think. That's impressive, Angie, don't you think? We have really amazing listeners. But if you've got a question for Dr. Troy on health and the healing process, text now, 877-933-2484. So we're going to kick off today's conversation talking about a couple of things. One is the rundown on supplements. Does everybody need supplements? Should we only take them for a short time? How do I know if my supplements are doing more harm than good? All right, that's the first topic. And the second one is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to health, why it's important that we know that, and how we can better understand what our bodies need to thrive. And a quick reminder, just a caveat, that today's program will deal with general health questions, but for specific medical advice, always consult with your physician. Our purpose in doing this every month is to help you know that we play a part and God plays a part, and every step towards healing matters. And there are a lot of preventative things that you can do for your health that could make all the difference in the world. And so often in this society these days, we're just treating symptoms. We're quick to pop a pill. But what if you changed your diet? What if you changed your life rhythm? What if you started to get to bed on a consistent basis at the same time, drank more water, guarded your thoughts, learned to deep breathe? All of those things could radically change your health. We'll get Dr. Troy on in just a moment, but a quick note here. In times good and bad, you got to know that God cares and about you, and Jesus is interceding for you. We want to pray for you as well. You can always tell us your prayer needs by texting 877-933-2484 or visit us on our web at myfaithradio.com. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get him on the show. Dr. Troy Sproul is founder and CEO of Synapse Center for Health and Healing, located in Eagan, Minnesota. He started Synapse over 26 years ago with a vision to bring an integrative approach to healthcare through functional medicine, making Synapse an internationally known center for true health. Why don't we get that website? It's officialsynapse.com. Officialsynapse.com. Welcome, Dr. Troy.
Great to be here.
Good
always
to have you. Looking yes forward to this conversation. Before we get into these topics that we mentioned, what is God talking to you about these days?
Mostly, we're just getting a lot of questions, and so it's a lot of prayer, and discernment is a big part of all. Just a bunch of things that are going on, because there's a lot of kind of weird scenarios people are coming in, or weird symptoms, or just things that are going on. So Hebrews 4:12 is where I've landed, and it speaks to a lot of what's been in my personal prayer life with regard to my patients and just a personal journey. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so for me, it's really just about being in the Word right now. Mm-hmm. It's just such an important key time to be in the Word. It's always, that's probably true for all of time, but right now when it comes to just the heart and then soul and spirit, there's just so much that we have to discern through these days that it is very, very important to make sure that that you're speaking to God by being in His Word and just hearing what God has for you, so that you instantly know, as you're just almost like you just have a sense that this is right for me and this is wrong for me as I'm moving forward. So a lot of times I personally can get out of the habits of diving deeper or not reading the Word as much as I should. And I don't know why I do it. It's kind of like exercise too, where you feel good when you exercise and then all of a sudden you kind of get away from that habit a little bit. And just being in the Word is just so life-giving.
Yeah.
And it actually increases clarity, which reduces stress. So mm-hmm. why not do it?
That's right. I used to tell my boys when they were growing up, I mean, you'd open the Bible, it's like you're opening God's mouth, because it's the only book that's living, breathing, and active. And, you know, as Mark Batterson always says, you need a word from God, get into the word of God. Boy, it's so powerful. And, you know, just as your friend, you know, we're in a community group together, knowing that God has you really in the crux of so much. I mean, there's so much spiritual warfare going on there. As you said, so many people dealing with crazy symptoms. So there's, you know, we live in kind of a toxic culture on so many levels. So I'm sure what you're seeing, the more discerning you're becoming, Troy, is that people are coming in with a combination of issues where some of it's spiritual, some of it's emotional, some of it's chemical. Talk about that, and maybe without giving away too much information, but some of the things you're more consistently seeing.
We've really, and maybe it's because it's on my radar more, but we've really had to go after things more spiritually now than we ever have in the past. And maybe things are ramping up, or maybe it's been there the whole time and I just wasn't at a place where I recognized it as well. But healing is occurring by going into the spiritual component. And then we still have to deal with the flesh, the mental, chemical, and physical. But we're seeing a lot of mental issues right now, and a lot of, you know, dizziness and things that historically in the past we'd go through a little list, and one of the 10 things we check, it would be there. All of a sudden, all those 10 things are checked out okay, and we are finding ourselves landing in different territories and having to figure out different things that may be triggering it. And so it's new. It's different than what we've seen in the past. And so during times like this, we dig in and we assess and continue to look at the big picture of what's going on. And then once, it takes time a lot of times, but once we kind of land on solutions for people and find them, then it helps just a ton of people going forward. And then we're able to actually put that as part of the new program.
Kind of like another key on your keychain. I mean, are you finding consistent causes in some of these things?
Some of it is actual spiritual attack, and some of it is reactions to food and water, and some of it is we're seeing a lot of ligament laxity in cervical spine. So what that does, and
that would be in the neck.
That'd be in the neck, yeah. So all of a sudden, people are getting dizzy because their neck is moving too much.
Interesting.
And in the past, when people would have neck issues, we'd chiropractically adjust them. Well, with cervical laxity, you can't chiropractically adjust them like that. So it's the exact opposite. So we're looking through what can cause the ligaments to lose their tone. It's like spraining your ankle. And people are spraining their necks without ever spraining their necks from trauma or accidents.
Wow.
And they're just walking in. And we're finding it as if they were just in a bad car accident, but they don't have any story that relates with that. And we're not talking about one or two. We're literally talking about maybe 30 in the last 2 months.
Really? And what is that? What's behind that?
Well, we're not 100% sure on all of them, but we did a podcast about 2 months ago. I did one last month, just because we were noticing it. And in those patients, we took a group of patients that we kind of found. Some of it, many of them were collagen deficient. And so we've landed on a few things. EMFs, which we talked about last time on the show, we're thinking are contributing, because they can actually, people who are sensitive, get robbed of collagen. And some of the people, it was inflamed cardiovascular system. And so we've seen a lot of that. So we're treating a lot, like we said, we're treating a lot of long-haul COVID and vaccine injuries and just poor diet causing the actual arterial stuff. And so that is one of the major contributors too. And then we think just a real outright mental distress with some people where they're actually straining their neck while they're sleeping. So a lot of different things we've landed on.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. We're supposed to start out by talking supplements, and we're going to get there. But, we always pray God would lead us, and I think this is so important. We've talked plenty of times in past shows, in past years, about how we manage stress. And this is one of the reasons we do this show, because when you're in a situation and you're not feeling well, it's so easy to say, I wish there was something I can do, but there's nothing I can do. There's always something you can do. There's always something you can do. And so, you know, how you manage stress, the story you're telling yourselves, maybe you're being over exposed to bad news and criminal elements of society. No soul was meant to take all that in all the time. So there's lots that you can think about here. I think I'm going to take an early break, and if you don't mind, Angie, and when we come back, we'll tackle the supplement question. I have multiple questions around supplements. And thanks to our overachieving audience, we've got quite a few questions that have already started to come in. If you've got questions, text them in 877-933-2484. More with Dr. Troy Sproul in a minute. This is Suzy Larson, host of Suzy Larson Live. I don't know about you, but I love consistent nourishment. I love to fast on occasion. There's a purpose in that. But if you go too long without eating on a regular basis because you're too busy, your body actually goes into crisis mode. Well, in the same way, your soul, your spirit, they need nourishment too. And that's why it's so important to be listening to scripture, listening to good teaching on a consistent basis throughout the day. That's why we're here. We love what we do, and we want to do it with you. If you listen on the radio, on the terrestrial signal, we encourage you, download our free Faith Radio app. That way, if you're traveling this season, you can take us with you wherever you go. You can catch the live shows or even the podcast after the fact. And we've made it easier than ever. All you have to do is text the word app to 877-933-2484 and then click the link. I hope you will walk with us on this journey. Greater things are yet to be done in and all around us because God, well, He's on the move. Thanks for tuning in to Suzy Larson Live. We have Dr. Troy Sproul on the show today. We have him on every month, and today we're going to start our conversation anyway, talking supplements and talking about the fact that there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to healthcare. There can't be, because we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We come to the table with so many different issues, weaknesses, strengths, sensitivities, so there's not a broad brush stroke in how you treat everybody. Even if everybody encounters the same illness, how you treat them, there might be some similarities, but there's definitely some differences. Because our systems all need different kinds of support. We're going to touch on the supplement thing in just a moment. But at the open of the show, Troy said something so interesting that what they're seeing a lot of right now is this cervical laxity in the neck, almost like a sprain, but they didn't have an incident. They didn't sprain it, but there's like this looseness and instability in that cervical spine. And they're exploring why could that be. Well, he recommended, or he referred to, I should say, a recent podcast that he did. And literally, while we're talking about it, my amazing producer, Angie, pulled it up. So she'll be putting that in the show notes in case you want to reference that and see where they landed on that topic. Let's talk supplements, Troy, because a lot of people have varying opinions about it. I've encountered, because I take a lot of supplements, but just for the record, I heard Tom Brady takes like 30 or 50 a day.
Yes.
And he's performing, you know, 20 years beyond his age, right? I mean,
yes.
But some people have almost a self-righteous attitude, like nobody should take them and it's a crutch and this and that. And others maybe rely on them too much. And others think, okay, take them, but for a short time. So just start wherever you want, but address the issue.
Yeah. So everyone is a little different, first and foremost, and supplements are meant to supplement a healthy diet and lifestyle. So you use Tom Brady, for example. Well, he really focuses on his diet. He has a very disciplined diet, and he was going for a specific type of performance. And so it really also depends on what you're looking for performance. So it's meant to supplement a healthy diet and lifestyle, not replace a healthy diet and lifestyle. So everything starts with the diet and lifestyle. Are you sleeping enough? Are you eating good, clean food? That gets you the majority of your nutrients. And that's what a lot of people who are gym rats, I'm going to say, or people who are healthy that might be against supplements or not necessarily take a whole bunch. That's where they tend to land sometimes. Like, I can get all my nutrients from food. And that is true to a certain degree. But we've also seen a lot of research showing that because of chemical toxicities in the environment and over-farming practices and different farming practices. We used to have summer fallow all the time. A cup of spinach from the 1950s has much less iron than a cup of spinach from 2023.
Much less now. Than then.
Mm-hmm. And from the same field.
Wow.
And so we've seen these studies, and so we're not quite getting the same nutrients. And then when you start looking at growing, just because like a tomato looks like a good healthy tomato doesn't mean it's packed with nutrients. So you have to look at the source of where it was grown from. And we need things grown from our soil, from our earth, but we need that earth to be clean and clear and generally free of chemicals. So supplements, I first of all say they're meant to supplement a healthy diet and lifestyle, and we want you on the least amount of supplements that get the job done. So what is the job? So it all depends what you're doing. Tom Brady wanted to stay an extra 10, 15 years in the NFL, and so recovery from injuries and good digestion and improving the absorption of his vitamins and helping sleep, all the different things that he takes, recovery, a lot of antioxidants.
Well, let's just pause there. Let's look. So some of the things he may have taken, creatine probably, right, and collagen and protein. What are some other things you guess that he would maybe take for that purpose?
A lot of antioxidants and things.
Yeah, for detox.
Yeah, for detox and for recovery of muscle tissue injury, natural anti-inflammatories, curcumin, things like that. I don't have any insight into what he was actually taking. But I could imagine, I've worked with professional athletes and they have their regimen.
Yeah.
And so these are the different things we've had them on too. Immune boosters, things that we would take for helping to combat a cold or flu, they take all the time to help their immune system clean up the mess from the damaged cells from just exercising a lot. Because you can over-exercise. And if you over-exercise, I'll use an example. One of my patients is a three-time boxing world champion, and he noticed that his recovery improved drastically when he started increasing his antioxidants and supplements. And so he was able to work out more, and that made a big difference. And at one time, he still may own this world record, but at one time he owned the world record for the most punches thrown in a round.
Mm.
So fastest punching, like just being able to go, keep going, going, and going. So it all depends on what you're doing. If you're watching professional athletes on the couch and not ever getting up, you'd probably don't need the antioxidants, but you might need some supplements for blood sugar management and insulin and things like that. So I am a huge fan of supplements that help the innate healing of the body do what it's supposed to be doing, not supplements that try to force something, kind of like a lot of the medications. Like we don't, this is not against Prozac or anything like that, but I'm going to use it as an example. We don't have a vitamin Prozac deficiency or a Prozac deficiency. God didn't make us with Prozac. He made us with serotonin, and the Prozac's job is to help hold the serotonin in the receptor longer, but we have the serotonin and we have the receptors, so there are natural ways, not as strong sometimes, but natural ways through supplements that can help facilitate the same process.
Okay, so there is a time and there's a place for supplements, and probably one of the best ways to discern what you may need is through labs, correct?
Yes, lab work always gives us good insight, and I like really comprehensive labs. If you just do one lab, you don't really get a lot of information for most of the supplements. Some examples, some things that you can get good information off of. One is something like a vitamin D. Vitamin D, if you're deficient, it's a good sign that you're deficient if it's on the blood work. But B12 is not a good indicator if you're deficient in your body, if your blood levels are deficient. So just because it's high or low in the blood does not necessarily for a lot of the vitamins mean that you're deficient in the body. So you have to look at a wide range of things. And when you have six different markers that all use B12 and they're all low, you know you've got B12 deficiency.
I see.
So certain anemias and things like that, it can tell you a little bit more, but blood work, first and foremost, because right now we have so much data and information. Apparently, if you look it up on the internet, you can find it. A lot of information about different supplements and different things that help with every disorder. And you could spend a full year and not get through the data that's there for all the supplements. So people don't know what's right for them.
So if people are doing that, going on the World Wide Web, as Angie so eloquently talked about during the break, had me belly laughing when we came back from break. But if you go and you search and you just kind of self-diagnose and start self-treating, going, I have this symptom. Oh, I want that to happen. I want to lose weight. I want to sleep better. And you just start packing them in. That could be a problem as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because supplements, there are some supplements, when you take them too much, can actually be unhealthy, dangerous, especially for the liver. And this is why a lot of the doctors just said don't do supplements, because people were a little careless with them, overuse them. But the amount of side effects is much, much reduced for many people. But a lot of the herbal supplements interact with medication. So you do have to be careful, especially with those. The water-soluble ones are not generally too bad. And the fat-soluble ones, you can get away with a little bit more as far as the actual supplements. But making sure that you are not overdoing and over-consuming them. And a lot of supplements aren't made properly. They have fillers and other things that are can be just as bad as eating toxic food. So you have to just be careful how it gums up your insides. And I was just watching a video. There was a doctor I used to speak with on stage. I just saw it. She popped up on my computer the other day, and her name is Libby Weaver, and she was showing a video of ramen noodles after they put a camera down the intestines, and they show how good homemade ramen noodles were broken down within 4 hours, just got a little white fluff stuff. And then they had ramen noodles that were processed and packaged, and after 4 hours, they were still hard and or they're still whole, not even broken down in the intestinal tract, and they have like these chemicals that are attached to them. So supplements have the same thing. If you've been like researching a lot and trying things and they worked for you and then they stopped working, or you kept trying other things and you're on like 20 or 30 supplements and you don't know if they're working, I always recommend just starting with a clean slate.
That's good.
Getting them out of there and then one at a time, and then just give yourself 2 weeks to just see how do I feel. And then the one that you actually feel like was doing the most for you, or using that discernment again, praying about it and just looking at what makes the most sense. We get these gut instincts and these intuitions, yep, about this stuff, and it can be confirmed through prayer, mm-hmm, but bringing that in one at a time, and then just try and minimize the cupboard full that you have, and you'll be surprised how you can start to get away with needing less, because a lot of times supplements you do need for a short period of time, but there will be some that you need for a long period of time. And so I'll give you one example. One of the ones I know that I need, I have a genetic tendency to really make uric acid very efficiently. And so, which is good for a certain point, but then in excess, it can become gout. I've never gotten to the level where it's been gout, but I take a supplement that limits my uric acid because the food sources for that are hard for me to get too. And my body doesn't do as well at breaking it down, which is why uric acid becomes an issue. So when I do that, my insulin becomes balanced and everything is good. So that's one of my main stabilizing supplements right now, because it balances four or five things in my blood work much better than a multivitamin would.
Mm. Wow. So for me, you know, I'm on calcium, I'm on omega, A, B, C, D, E, I'm on turmeric, and, you know, we talked about this, but, you know, and maybe it's another show, but about the methylation process. We've touched on it before, but that's a very complicated thing to treat. And both you and Dr. Jimmy said mine were the worst labs you've ever seen as far as numbers. So yeah, that requires these different supplements to plug the holes. And yet in doing that, I can't even believe what a difference it's made. So if you were to look at my counter full, you'd be like, oh my word, but it's under doctor's care and it's very strategic based on labs and lab findings. And as you always say, the goal is to eventually let your body do this so you don't need them. I just think that's super important.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and you may find out that you don't need them anymore, and you may find out that you do need them. And it all depends on, many people have had things happen in life where it's kind of turned on certain genetic expressions as a survival mechanism. And sometimes it's from trauma, and trauma from things like mold and Lyme exist, where people have to continually support their system afterwards.
Mm, wow. Okay, when we come back, we'll touch on this a little bit more. Again, I see so many questions that have come in, but I wish there was a book, and maybe there is, to talk about supplements, good brands, and, you know, side effects if you take them too long. For instance, I've heard ashwagandha is just super good for you, but it can be tough on the liver if you wait too long. I've heard seed oils are all bad, but then I've heard pumpkin seed oil is fantastic for prostate. So how do we know and how do we balance that? That would be my one more question on supplements. And then we're going to move on to, we'll take some of the text questions. And if there's time, we'll talk about, there's not a one size fits all. And I think just based on how Dr. Troy answers these questions, you'll see there's not a one size fits all approach to healthcare. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning into Suzy Larson Live. Got Dr. Troy Spurl in studio with me today. He joins me every month to talk about health and the healing process. And in just a moment, we're going to get to a lot of these texts that have come in, but we've been talking supplements. And Angie, my amazing producer, made a comment during the break that I really wanted Dr. Troy to address. Why don't you go ahead, Angie?
Yeah, I couldn't help thinking about it when you were talking about supplements. It reminded me of someone I went to high school with, popped up on Facebook that she had just had a liver transplant. And when I went to her Caring Bread, she said that she believed it was because she was very, like, she exercised, she was very focused on her health and did every kind of supplement that came across, that she was very, very hyper-focused on it, in her words, and ended up having to have a liver transplant. So I'm guessing that is not the usual case, but...
No, it is. It happens, though. And so supplements can be a cause of that, especially, it depends what the supplements were, and if she was taking stuff that was driving things, if she was taking things to try and improve or cut weight, or, you know, I mean, there's quality of supplements too. So there's a lot of different variables there. But if it's from a pure quantity perspective, that can also do it. Certain supplements, just because of, especially the cheaper ones that aren't made properly, can just kind of gum up your detoxification system. And so I was mentioning earlier, I have patients that have come in with over 100 supplements, not 100 pills a day, 100 bottles. So they're taking many, many more than that. That's just too much. So when I see that, I say, okay, we're going to start with your favorite three.
Mm-hmm.
And they freak out. And all I hear is, I can't do this because that helps
me with this. It becomes a crutch.
It becomes a crutch. And it's almost like I'm not saying this about the person on Caring Bridge, but it's almost like a mental disorder, because they'll say, no, I need that for my headaches. And then I need that for whatever symptom. And then I always say, well, do you have that symptom right now? No. Okay. If it comes back, we'll assess it. But it's because it makes sense on paper, not what they're actually experiencing. So sometimes it's very important to get out of our head and just really take a step back and look at what's really going on. Because same with medications and supplements, sometimes you can get too far down a road and you've lost who you are. You don't have awareness of what's going on with your body. So let's start with a clean slate and see foundationally what's really working and what's not. Are you sleeping? Is your stress high? Are you digesting properly? And a lot of people find out when they give up some of the supplements, or a lot of the supplements, that their systems start to improve again.
You're giving our system a break a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so we want it to be a true support, not another stressor or demand.
Yeah, and that, you know, if you think about, if you're kind of mucking up your system because of the fillers, or you're forcing a detox process that's faster than your body can handle, that creates a stress to your body.
Absolutely.
So you really want to do that under doctor's care. Before we move on to these text questions, let's just mention some of your favorite brands. We try not to do that very often, but I mean, Thorn is one I think you like. What are some others that you like?
I like Thorn. I like USANA. I like Nutrition Dynamics. I like Orthomolecular is one of my newest favorites right now, just because of their some of the new products with their cardiovascular stuff is just elite.
Do you like Pure Encapsulations?
Pure Encapsulations we use, and a lot of their stuff as well. So Standard Process has some good whole food supplements. And so there are good companies out there. There's a lot of bad companies out there where they just don't put the time into the quality. And this is an overgeneralized statement, but if you're getting your supplements from like Walmart shelf or Target shelf, something like that, most of them aren't going to be that good quality supplement. Because I still remember, I use the same story, I still remember doing research on CoQ10, and we had to actually pay for the raw ingredients of pure CoQ10 to do the research. And the supplements that were being sold on the shelf at the time were $2 cheaper than what it cost us to get the same amount of pure CoQ10 to study. And so, and we were getting it right from the pre-manufacturer. So I knew what was in those capsules was not full all CoQ10. So they were filling it with something else. The liquid was the right amount, but it definitely wasn't CoQ10, because the cheapest that we could get it was much more. So
I remember when Kev met a guy whose wife had just gotten a job, and her full-time job, and there was a whole department at an insurance company to call people who've been on medicine for 10, 20 years, multiple medicines, and to find out, why are you on this? Why are you still on this? And almost always, I don't know, the doctor prescribed it, kept prescribing it, I'm just taking it. But so they're taking all these pills, And the insurance companies now, which I'm grateful, are investigating going, is this still helpful? It might be time to recheck and reset. And I just think that's, I really appreciated the supplements because they've helped me so much. Yeah. But I can certainly see, and I'm sure I've been guilty of this too, where it becomes, where you get nervous, they become a crutch because they've helped you feel better in some way. But I love that you always keep that before me, that's not your source, and it's not going to be something you're on long term. Your body is designed to heal, so it's for a time.
Yes,
right?
And we want to keep observing and keep testing the water, so to speak.
Yeah, that's so good. Yep. Okay, good afternoon, Susie. Oh, some nice words to me. Thank you for that. Thank you for how you conduct your show. Could Dr. Troy talk a little about eczema and give some suggestions about how to get rid of it? What do you say?
So eczema is a good example of the skin and what's happening on the inside of the body is being reflected on the outside. So it's an inflammatory problem. We usually see it with a reaction to gluten, is by far the most common reaction, but it'll be intestinal inflammation. So there's an inflammatory process, most of them. It's not for everyone, but inflammatory process going on the inside of the body. It can be food, like we said. It can be inflammation coming from other like infections and things like that. So dental infections and inflammatory reactions to viruses and things like that. So there's a lot of different causes, but you want to make sure two things, that you try and identify if it's a food. Doing an elimination diet or fasting can help tell you if your skin clears up, that you're doing pretty well there. But it's an immune system reaction. Remember, your immune system fights infection or balances and manages inflammation. So that's what you have to go after first. What's inflamed in my body and what is a potential infection?
Wow, very good. Like Luke's question here, since air conditioning removes humidity, should we hydrate more in air conditioning?
Ooh, I love that question. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Mm. And so it's
Dr. Luke, way
to go. Yes, yeah, that was a great question. Mm. Because a lot of people think like in the wintertime, there's just not a lot of humidity in the air. Outside, and in the summertime, the AC tends to pull that. So you actually need quite a bit more water in that state. And so a lot of people get dehydrated.
Wow. Okay, this dear one, glad I tuned in. Milk thistle and LMD, leptomeningeal disease. She's suspected of having LMD. Someone suggested taking milk thistle to help with that. Thoughts?
Yeah, so milk thistle helps the liver with the phase 2 detoxification. So it can be good. It also helps kind of with contractility for the bile duct, so it helps move things along. There are some interactions with medications if you're ever on medications. Milk thistle can be just excellent. It can also help with a lot of milk thistle products end up having choline in it, and that's one of my favorite things with any other neurologic symptoms, things of that nature. So I'm a huge milk thistle fan.
And is that one you could be on long-term?
Well, it's an herbal, so the answer is yes and no. It's one that you have to watch carefully. All the herbals you have to watch carefully, especially if you're taking other things. But dose does matter, and it is generally, for some people, they do well just short-term. It's actually one of the ones that I stay on. I'll do like 3 months at a time, and then I usually take some time off. But some people are long-term with that one.
Great. Okay. Dr. Susie and Dr. Troy. Oh. So how do I feel about this question? Good.
I'm surprised we didn't get that one first.
That's right. Okay. CRP, homocysteine, or normal, praise God. Is one better than another? I realize signs of CVD. Are they also signs of cancer? Eat more peanut and M&Ms. This is your patient. Praying blessings upon you both. So.
I actually, just because you said that, I know who that is.
Yeah.
That is too funny.
Yeah.
C-reactive protein is cardiac reactive protein. It's a sign of inflammation. And homocysteine is a chemical that when it builds up, it can cause heart things. They're two different tests. And homocysteine deals with methylation problems, and C-reactive protein is more inflammatory. There are other cardiac tests like MPO and fibrinogen and some other things that can actually tell us about cardiac stress and the risk of stroke and things like that. SED rate or ESR is another one that can be looked at for cardiovascular dysfunction.
Okay. This one says, any way to treat ringing in the ears? I'm with you, my friend. That's a chronic issue for me. She's used earbuds alternately in her ears when there was when there was a 24-hour availability limit to the topic, limited alternately during the day. Did notice some soreness in left ear, a little subtle ringing in the left ear started. That was when I noticed when going to sleep. That was last December, and it's persisted ever since.
Yeah, that has been such a struggle. That is one of the things that we've, the dizziness and the neck stuff, and that's one of the things we've just seen skyrocket in the last year. And so there are some things that can help, and you have to look at things. Having said that, I've never had the level of lack of success that I've had with earring that I've had in the last year or two. And so generally speaking, if there's a lack of oxygen because the blood is too thin, that can cause ear ringing. There's hair cells in the head. Any type of inflammation in the head can cause ear ringing. Any type of mucosal swelling in the sinuses can cause ear ringing. Ear ringing can happen when you have an omega-3 deficiency. It can happen when you have a CoQ10 deficiency. It's very, very common with EMF sensitivity. And one of the first signs, actually, of the genetic EMF-sensitive people is ear ringing. And one of the hidden side effects, we just had someone who's had chronic ear ringing, but they were taking a baby aspirin every day. That's one of the side effects of baby aspirin is ear ringing.
Wow.
So for heart disease, if you're on daily aspirin, which I believe the American Heart Association has withdrawn that as a recommendation standardized for most people. But the ear ringing is, because that will thin the blood, aspirin, the salicylates in there are a weak blood thinner. So you can end up getting ear ringing from that. So it's all about oxygen delivery and then blood flow to the head. So that part of it's very important. And then any type of inflammation, dental, sinus will really impact the ability to have those nerves work properly.
All right. When you were talking about the cervical laxity in the neck, this person said it's happening to them. They turn their head. They feel like they may pass out, but they've had neck injuries in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have time, I've heard a lot about dandelion. What are your thoughts on the benefits of dandelion?
We're actually seeing that as a binder for spike proteins right now. So
wow.
Yeah, it's actually helping with the removal and prevention of some of the damage to the arteries with spike protein. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's one of the components.
Interesting. See, there's a place for it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Not my yard, but
apparently. Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, this dear one. Husband has normal iron levels for the last 18 years by eating a healthy diet. Recently, he's become low energy. Recent blood tests showed low hemoglobin, 6.7. He's now on a supplement. What could cause iron to drop? Good question.
So with guys, they have to look for a bleed somewhere. So the most common one with guys is gastric ulcer. And even if he doesn't have high stress, diet can cause it or a sleep disorder can cause it. But a duodenal or gastric ulcer, if the doctor, that's low. 6.7 is low. And so I'm sure that the doctor is further investigating. So the first thing we think of is bowel. So the ulcers are kind of what we hope for in that instance. And then colon, it can be something significant like colon cancers and things like that. So it's important to definitely follow up with that supplement.
And not just take a supplement.
Not just take a supplement. Well, sometimes when it's that low, they'll actually do iron infusions. And so we want to get it back up almost, we want to get double that. And if it doesn't stay up, then you're losing blood somewhere. So that's one of the challenges. So,
well, Father, we pray for Anne's husband. We pray a blessing of protection, of healing, of wholeness, Lord God. We commit him to you, Lord. And if there's bleeding anywhere, I pray you, by the power of your Spirit, would you stop it? Would you touch it, Lord? Would you cauterize that bleed and stop it in Jesus' name? And we pray you bring healing throughout his whole body and his energy would rise up again. And Lord, that would be the end of this, Lord God, that he would walk through this and get his energy back and not suffer anymore in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I have one last thing that has popped up. For that, if he's taking stomach acid blockers, that can block the absorption of iron.
There you go.
In the food that he's been taking and stuff
I've
like that.
Yes, I've heard that. Thank you for thinking of that. Friend, and if he's doing that, that's worth looking at.
Yes.
Wow. And if you're taking acid blockers and taking iron, they're canceling each other out probably.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And so it won't be as efficient at the absorption.
Wow. We're going to pause and take a break. We'll tackle more of these questions on the other side. Dr. Troy Spurl is my guest today, founder and CEO of Synapse Center for Health and Healing, located in Eagan, Minnesota. I'll be back in a minute. This is Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live. Well, here at Faith Radio, we love God's Word. We're committed to God's Word, and we want to help you dig into God's Word so that you understand it in ways you never have before. We like to provide opportunities where we can together read the Bible together. Well, we'd love for you to explore what the Bible says about suffering, truth, and godliness as we read the Bible together through the book of 2 Timothy. You can sign up now for the two-week study and get your free study guide at myfaithradio.com. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Did you know that God wants you well? He wants you well. Jesus died for our salvation and our healing. By his stripes, we are healed. And healing comes about in so many different ways. Sometimes people get an instant miracle, but more times than not, it's a process and a journey. And I would venture to guess it's because so much of our emotion is tied up to our physical health. In fact, our health is tied into our stresses, the things we tell ourselves, the things we endure. We're so fearfully and wonderfully made that, as I often say, what happens in your soul happens in yourselves. So I really do believe that there's times where God allows the healing process to take a bit because he disentangles us from the lies we picked up when life let us down. He you know, confronts maybe some of our unhealthy habits. You know, he's not obligated to make us healthy if we keep trashing our health. So the reason we have Dr. Troy Sproul on the show every month is just because we believe every step towards health and healing matters. And we want you to show up and feel your best. It's just life, quality of life matters, don't you think? We think so too. So we're working our way through some of the questions. I don't know if we'll get through all of them, but this dear one says that they have vascular EDS. They make faulty collagen, what leads to arterial weakness, leading to arterial dissections. They also have POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. They've been told taking collagen supplement would only cause them to make more faulty collagen. Can you speak to this? Are there supplements that might strengthen my collagen? I'm gluten-free, mostly dairy-free. I do not eat any type of sugars, including refined. Wow. And they said they also have the cervical instability due to this condition. Wow.
Yeah, we see this a lot, actually. That that entire pattern, we probably have 50 patients like that.
Really?
Just right now. Yeah.
Wow.
So we, for whatever reason, I can tell you the reason. The number one reason is because the number one cause for that with the scenario is they're much, much more, there's a genetic component to it, but they're much, much more susceptible to mold. So when you get exposed to mold with the EDS in that scenario, it will continue to weaken your ligaments. So there are things you can do that you may or may not be aware of. Prolotherapy. There are doctors in town here. There's about three or four of them, two that I work with in particular that I will refer, and they'll do prolotherapy to actually tighten the ligaments.
What's that?
It's an injection. So they inject the fluid right into the ligament in your neck and stuff. And so it is, it's actually a very good procedure, and the docs in town that do it are just, they've been doing it a long time. They're great. And so that part of it is good, but it's important to, again, look at the big picture. And so if there's mold, then using binders is very important. So activated charcoal and bentonite clay, I use one called GI Detox that helps quite a bit. Now, you can't take it with other food or supplements because it binds everything. And by binding a lot of the mycotoxins and biotoxins from your normal bacteria and the bad bacteria, it actually helps quite a bit protecting the collagen that you have.
Wow.
And so there are other things that you can do. I'm hesitant to say this part of it, but we're doing some studies and research right now. We just ordered some technology at the clinic where it is for scar tissue, but we see so many people with collagen disorders that can lead to pain syndromes, headaches, the instability stuff. And we're looking at part of the things that can happen. EMFs can rob you of the collagen, but so if they're electrically sensitive, you can actually balance that part of the system. A lot of people end up being glycine deficient. And so glycine is the one thing I would tell them that is something that we've seen very helpful for a lot of people with that. And then glutathione, supporting the glutathione system. Mm.
And would a Myers cocktail help in that case? Because there's glutathione in that. Wouldn't that be a good way to get that? Or is that?
Yep, it's got the vitamin C, and so you have to be careful. Vitamin C is needed for collagen, and so some people, it's the same thing. Not all collagens will cause people with that scenario to actually make the improper collagen. Vitamin C could do the same thing. Mm. So sometimes you have to keep the vitamin C down. However, we have found that when you address the mold or internal fungus scenario, then they can tolerate the vitamin C. If they have the mold and fungus internally, they can't tolerate the vitamin C and the collagen. So that's why it's a very tricky, complicated scenario. And we look at things like if they have migraine scenarios with it, then we look at higher dose B2. B1 becomes a big problem. And we see almost across the board, all these people have either leaky gut or SIBO. And so there is a scenario with B1 deficiency and they have dysautonomia. So look up, there's a website called hormonematters.com, and it is research about B1 deficiency, secondary, this is more the POTS scenario, and we're about 98% on POTS, treating POTS,
wow,
POTS
fantastic.
With people, but the hardest ones are the ones with the collagen issues. But that website is phenomenal, and it talks about how B1, SIBO, and all these other disorders can impact your ability to have POTS or the symptoms of POTS. And POTS can be very debilitating.
Mm, wow.
But when you clean that up, just know this, you can get to a point where you have a healthy routine where you're fairly symptom-free.
Yeah, you so don't have to live with this, friend.
You don't have to live with it.
Wow.
But you do have to manage it.
Yeah, all right. Wow, that's so hopeful. And this is why we've said so many times that this healing process is just never a straight line. And you got to think long. You got to be in it for the long haul because we live in a toxic world. It took us a long time to get to this place. And if you can be patient and just keep taking the next step. And I'll just tell you, for me, it's like it's been a lesson in perseverance. Perseverance
yes.
is part of character development. And that does take a lot of grit to keep on keeping on. And I love what you said one time where you said on the show, sometimes when you've been fighting so hard, you just need to take a break from the fight.
Yep.
And there's times when you get patients coming in crying their eyes out. I've been one of those where you're just like, stop fighting. Just yep. give it a break. And you need that. So it's not a straight line. And as you said, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, he'll tell you what to do and what not to do. This dear one, I love this. Hey, docs. Oh, I don't know. It always makes me so happy. My husband would always say, that's not good for her. Don't do that. Anyway, last month's topic was fascinating. I was wondering if those electrical heart issues could avoid if those with electrical heart issues should avoid smartwatches. Also, could you touch on costochondritis? They have off and on pain in left lower quadrant of the breast. Mammogram is okay. Wondering if that could be an answer.
So I've not seen a lot of data on the watches causing problems, but anything has that potential. So I would guess it's minimal, but potentially there. For costochondritis, you have to find in the absence of injury, what's causing the inflammation. Almost always it's coming from the lungs or the small intestines. So we always start with diet stuff for costochondritis. Yeah, in the absence of trauma. So if there wasn't an accident or anything like that, it becomes very debilitating because you can't breathe or you're taking the deep breaths or sometimes just moving or any pressure against it. So, and then if it's right under the breast, it sometimes will actually, you can't wear bras and stuff like that. So it's very, very important to look at, number one, make sure there isn't a fracture. If they did the x-rays, that tells us that it's probably okay. But something set that up. And so that inflammation can go away when you address the root cause. There's something else that's triggering it. The majority of my patients, it's been digestive. Something in their digestive system is triggering an inflammatory response. And just because of proximity, the ribs get flared up.
Oh, interesting. This one said, in month 10 of this episode, I'm in month 10 of this episode of trigeminal neuralgia. Longest episode thus far was a year. The only help has been medication, carbamazepine, there's all these along with gabapentin. Is there any more natural way to help relieve this? Friends tell me they think it's stress related. For me, my stress has come from dealing with this very painful condition. I'd appreciate any help that you can offer. Thank you. May God bless you for the important work.
100% correctable. So let's go through that. So trigeminal neuralgia is one of my favorite things because a lot of times it is favorite things to work with because of the results. I should say it that way. There's going to be some, it can come from anything within the face and brainstem. So that means that it could be the most common thing I see is jaw issues where the jaw has just slipped out a little bit or you got a spasm in the jaw and that can trigger that mechanism. Cranials can help a lot with trigeminal neuralgia and brainstem basically can be anything from the back of the throat. So we've seen people with just low grade infections in their teeth or in their upper airway. Have it, sinus issues can trigger it as well. And then sometimes some of the things that feed back to the brainstem are digestive, again, stomach, stomach thing. So we look at the jaw, we look at the upper airway, we look at sinuses, cranials. So seeing a cranial sacral therapist can help a lot of times. And then just making sure the upper GI tract in particular is healthy and doing well. Because a lot of times people don't put two and two together and they're like, well, I've got acid reflux and trigeminal neuralgia. Well, a lot of times that's an H. pylori infection in the stomach that led to a reflexive change in the brainstem and the muscles tighten. And if there's any type of stress or distress, what gets tight? Our neck muscles and our jaw. We clench at nighttime. So it becomes this self-feeding scenario with the trigeminal neuralgia. And sometimes there are, if imaging's been done, but the trigeminal nerve has three branches and they can get literally irritated or pinched at different areas. So you have to just make sure there isn't like a growth or anything there going on. But that's the most rare
part of it. Thank you for that. And friends, I see, I don't know, 10, 12, 13, I don't know, something like that. More questions. We're going to try to grab a hold of those. Maybe one of these days we can record another bonus show because we want to make sure we get your questions answered. Thank you for tuning in. Trust God. Ask Him to show you, what's my next step? What do you have for me, Lord? What should I do? What should I stop doing? How can I engage my faith? Show me the path to health, healing, and wholeness. We love you. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to Susie Larson Live. Podcasts like mine are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes and give now.